Ken Howard, Reel One.
Ken, it's extremely kind of you to talk to me about your commission in Northern Ireland. We do very much appreciate it, but you'll understand that you are for us a very special artist because you are the first artist who was commissioned by the Imperial War Museum through the medium of the Artistic Records Committee to record things since the war. Mm. We haven't had anyone to do just that before. You may remember that there were about 30 applicants for the post of recording recent conflicts in Northern Ireland, and it was clear from the portfolio you showed us and the recommendations that you had from us that you were just the man for the job. I suppose that the pictures you had done before were in some way leading up to a commission of this sort?
Yes, it was quite interesting really because for a number of years I'd worked only on landscape, and then I started getting commissions, one particular one that came when they were closing the old Charing Cross Hospital, and the doctors at the hospital commissioned me to do a series of drawings of the operating theatre and wards, etc., etc. And I loved doing those drawings, and they were basically about people rather than about the architecture. And in a sense, I suppose this primed me, although I didn't know this commission was coming up. In a sense, it was a sort of preparation because it brought me back to a figurative interest, which in fact I hadn't really had since my time as a national serviceman.
Yeah, you had done some drawings as a national serviceman,
yes,
hadn't you?
It was rather interesting because before I did my national service, I was basically landscape. And then when I went into national service, I became totally interested in the figure and people in situations. And then when I left the service, I moved back to a landscape thing. Until I went into hospital to have an operation, and then I moved totally onto the figurative thing again. I think environment and one's situation does affect the way an artist works very much. Although he may have a mainstream, it's very often relative to his particular experience and situation at that time, and something comes along which is quite different and moves him into a different thing, really.
Yes, and townscape, of course, you had also been doing
Yes, I had been working on a lot of commissions for companies in the city. But, of course, those paintings were basically about architecture with figures to animate them, whereas the Charing Cross drawings and the drawings I did in hospital were basically about figures with architecture to animate them. And I think your commission came into that category, really.
Was it a commission that differed a lot from your expectations of it? When you were actually in Northern Ireland, did you find you were doing things you hadn't expected to do?
Yes, I suppose in the sense that being the first real military commission that I had done, I didn't really know what to expect. And one only knew from the papers what went on in Northern Ireland. But I was very fortunate in the sense that when I got out there, I had a very good sponsor, I think they call them, a Major Ryder. And in 3 days, we did the whole of Northern Ireland. And in 3 days, a very full 3 days, I got a sort of total picture. And in that sense, it did change, because I went out there expecting to be very much conscious of bombing and shooting and all the things one reads about in the paper. And in those 3 days, I realised that basically Northern Ireland is about a much more background, long-term issue. And in fact, apart from when I went to a riot and actually went to find trouble, when I wasn't looking for trouble, in that 5 weeks I only heard, I think it was 3 rifle shots in five weeks, and I was with the army all the time, and therefore it was very different. I realized in those 3 days that what I wanted to make the drawings about really was about this background, this almost sort of, a lot of it is boring, really, but it's necessary boring, because it's through this sort of waiting and building up that the army finally then get their results. You know, it's not the sort of pitched battle, go out and face them and fight sort of thing.
No, quite.
In fact, it is very much a matter of intelligence, I think one becomes conscious of out there, building up intelligence. And therefore I wanted my drawings really to show that side, you know, an ops room, a sanger where they wait and watch, a patrol where they're constantly going out and maybe, you know, 20, 30 patrols at a particular time. The time I was there was somewhat different, I think, from Northern Ireland changes. You get, from what I could gather, you get a period which is very intense, and then you get a period where it quietens off. And my weeks were within a sort of a relatively quiet waiting, watching period. But I think they are the majority of the things. Naturally, the papers don't report those times, but I got the feeling that that is what it is about most of the time. And the odd blow-ups that come are, as it were, less than these waiting times.
Yes. When you had these 3 days in Major Ryder's care, how did he actually manage? Did he take a helicopter and fly round?
No, we had a small civilian car. And we covered one heck of a lot of miles. Mind you, the province is relatively small in area, and therefore in a car in 3 days. I mean, we did basically a day in Belfast when we visited a lot of units in Belfast. And then the following day we got up early and drove up to Londonderry, where we had to take a long route round because although we were in a civilian car, we couldn't go through certain areas. But we got to Londonderry about 10 o'clock and then had a full day doing Londonderry, as it were. And then the following day we got up early and we did the country districts. It breaks down into those three areas, Belfast, Londonderry and the country districts. And the country districts are places like we visited Balik and Gosford Castle and Longkesh. All these things come into what they term, if it's not in Belfast and Londonderry, then it's termed as the country.
Yes, I see. And when you were doing your commission subsequently, did you drive yourself round?
Yes, I had my own car there. I did clear that before I went, and they thought it was a good idea. Although, funnily enough, when I first got there, being inexperienced, the first day I drove into Belfast in my own car, I left Lisbon and drove along and got some petrol and saw a bit of smoke coming up above Belfast. And I said to the man at the petrol station, what's that all about? He said, oh, there's been some car burnings and lorry burnings in the Falls Road. And I said, well, I want to get to Hastings Street. What's the quickest way? So he said, well, the quickest way is up the Falls Road. So I drove gaily up the Falls Road past burning lorries and cars, etc., and drove into Hastings Street, and the CO was there. And I said, I've had quite an experience from my first morning. I've seen some car burnings and lorry burnings. And he said, you didn't drive down the Falls Road this morning, did you? So I said, yes, it was the quickest way to get here. So he said, well, never do it again, he said, or your car might be on the bonfire with the others. He said, I'll just invite you to get out of it and turn it over and set it alight. And I must admit that from then on I didn't drive down the Falls Road.
No. The commissions that you had were for these three areas, and then you also acquired some other commissions from different regiments subsequently, didn't you?
Yes. What happened, as I suppose now looking back, is relatively inevitable, is the fact that for a long time I think the army didn't necessarily look on Northern Ireland as something to be recorded. And then because it's now gone on for several years, naturally it's become a part of regimental history. And wherever I went to draw, in fact, I think I can say in every case, the regiment that was there said, oh, can we have that drawing, or can we have one like it? And I had to explain that my commission from the Imperial War Museum was to show them everything when I got back. And therefore, the only thing I could say was, if they don't choose this drawing, then you can have it. But of course, then they said to me, well, if you are coming back again, can you do a drawing for us? And in fact, this is what I'm going back to do now, to work on some of those commissions, really.
That's very good. I'm delighted it's turned out that way. It's very satisfactory.
Well, not only that, there's been a lot of work has come up, really, as a result of this commission.
Well, that's excellent, just as it should be. You had a show in Northern Ireland, I think, a small exhibition, didn't you?
Yes, yes. As I built up my folio, and as I went around, naturally, people said, oh, what have you done? And there seemed to be a lot of interest. And General Frank King happened to see the drawings. And he said, well, would it be possible to put on an exhibition in the HQ at Lisbon? And I said, most certainly. So just before I came home, the work wasn't framed or anything, but I mounted it. and it seemed, you know, to go down quite well, really. I think probably where I scored, if that's the word, is that because I was making drawings, I think that a drawing, and particularly because I wasn't actually commissioned by the regiment, as it were, therefore I had no sort of hang-ups about the commission. And your commission was so very good, if I may say so, in the sense that I didn't feel that I had to do anything particular for you. It was up to me. And this was an ideal commission. Normally with a commission there are restrictions. But I think the reason why the work went down well with the regiments was that they were drawings. They were concerned very much with fact and with detail, as against in a painting where one does concern oneself with other things. In a drawing, I basically do concern myself, I suppose, if it doesn't sound too mundane, with recording. And I think basically the regiments were interested in this recording. Naturally, as a draftsman, I'm interested in revealing. But that is a personal thing, the thing I want to reveal. On top of that, in order to reveal it, it's necessary to record. And I think it was the recording aspect of the drawing which appealed to the regiments, and therefore they wanted, really.
That's excellent, yes, and they hope to get prints too, I think, in this
yes,
year.
Yes.
When you go out, probably
yes.
Some of your drawings
will
be
then
reproduced.
Be reproduced, yes. I think I most certainly, there was so much interest in prints when I was out there, that I shall most certainly this time do one particular drawing, which I hope will sort of sum up the Northern Ireland situation, which I then will have made into a print. And in that sense, we'll sort of, you know, when you're out there, one isn't conscious of, apart from a hat badge, of the difference of regiments. There are obviously subtle differences. The paras wear different tin helmets, and there are subtle differences. But basically, it is an army. And the only thing that marks out the regiment is its cap badge, and naturally within that regiment they're very conscious of being it. But to the onlooker, they are British soldiers in Northern Ireland. Therefore, I think it's possible that one can make a drawing which sums up all regiments, really, their involvement.
That's very really. Good. Yes, mm. Excellent. The arrangements we made, the sort of brief we gave you, you mentioned was suitable.
Oh, it was excellent.
Did you find that the suggestions we made for the subjects to be covered were satisfactory? I mean, you varied the arrangements in the suggestions we made in some
yes,
respects.
Yes, yes. I mean, basically, I remember one of your points of your brief was that you didn't want portraits. And this obviously was right. That had nothing to do with what I was out there trying to or wanted to make drawings of. In the sense that you also made it clear that you weren't particularly worried whether they were sort of violent action things or background. And I suppose I feel that in this day of the photograph, that the photograph very often captures a moment and a car blowing up or a shooting in a way that it's very difficult for a draftsman to do, whereas I think the draftsman reveals much more about the background, the continuous event, than the photograph ever does.
Yes.
You know, really, I think. And in that sense, when I got out there, I thought, well, I'm pleased that you didn't say that it necessarily had to be action things, because this would have been unnatural and unnatural to my own way of working.
It is, really. Of course, also rather difficult to happen to be at this particular
yes.
point.
Although the army were marvellous. I mean, they said to me, they gave me telephone numbers of the main bomb disposal man, and they said, ring in from time to time or let him know where you are if you're going to be somewhere for a couple of days, and he'll ring in if there's something going to happen. And the day I went to a riot in West Belfast, there was, you know, the army were fantastic. I mean, they didn't put a jeep at my disposal, but they more or less did, you know. There was a jeep to get me around, you know, and they were very, very sympathetic. I think that's the word. You know, there was never any obstruction the whole time.